Hey, everybody, I'm Bernarnold.
I'm Dope.
And okay, so this is my impression of Anthony Michael Hall or Christopher Walken when they're getting a vision, and I just need you guys to be the people that I am touching and getting the vision from.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Action.
And that's it.
Jesus fuck.
That was Anthony Michael Hall's show, right?
Yeah.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film. 1,000 feet. 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everyone.
The dead zone.
Well, and like his visions are sometimes like a minute long,
right?
And he's just standing there touching them,
and they're not as exciting as That's So Raven. That's So Raven.
This isn't a vision anymore.
No, it's not like That's So Raven at all.
Right, right.
This isn't a vision anymore.
Let me touch you.
This is being touched.
Let me touch your face.
Welcome back to the show, listener. Hello, welcome to the Real Debaters podcast, where every frame is a point of contention. I am one of your hosts, Michael, joined by Charles and Jimmy One Skinner.
Yeehaw!
Welcome back.
Wait, does that make me a Skinner too?
You are.
I'll take it.
Again, we're not using that word.
But it's such a great last name.
No, it's not.
I don't know if Skinner. You know this, listener, but it's Skinner is Jimmy's last name. Fernandez is Charles, and I am Petro. We never rarely use them.
Awful.
But Skinner, that's a pretty
Skinner's
solid
was,
last name.
Don't do that.
That was a landmark of my childhood.
It was.
I didn't know. Like, we have royalty.
Your family put many hot dogs in my mouth.
God damn it.
He loves to be the focus.
Arcade and dogs.
Yeah, arcade
That's
and dogs.
Where I got
hot dogs. Mustard, dogs. Arcade, and dogs.
Whatever.
What's on the show this week, Jimmy?
Fuck Half Moon.
Well, there it goes. I tell you, not
Half
get a sponsor.
Wishes.
We're talking about our favorite TV shows to movies or movies to TV shows.
A little bit of both, actually.
Yeah. A little bit of both.
The crossover.
Yeah. The big and little crossover. We did a segment on this once years ago because I've been relabeling everything these days.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
just being like, have we done this?
Yeah.
Like, it would be nice
That's
to
smart.
Have a catalog.
Yeah.
We'll just make the episode title what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
if we ever get an intern, that's their job is to basically
go through
everything.
If you would like to comb through over 300 episodes of podcasts out there, feel free to email us at
the 600 hours.
Yeah. Oh, the video doubles that. But yeah, no, we are. That's what we're doing. I thought it'd be fun to do a whole dedicated episode to this because.
So we're going
to
real talk it.
We're going to real talk it. Exactly. And Charles said this before we started was TV's the new media.
It's insane. It's TV's just a whole nother.
No, you're right. TV actors are getting paid more than ever before. And it's Wild. Almost, I'd say it's almost as equally lucrative.
I mean, it's a, you know, it's.
And as impressive. It's
and
getting
as impressive.
Cinematic.
It's well, a longer it, right? form storytelling than a movie is.
Right.
I'm not saying that a movie can't put in a lot, but.
But you
well, like
risk
characters
it.
Change in movies.
Totally.
But my goodness, from season one to season eight of a TV
right.
show, you can have a whole new character.
It's the idea of if a story is limited to 2 hours versus like nine.
Hang on. Did
right.
you say, hang yeah. on. Did you say limited?
I think I did say limited.
It is limited.
It's limited.
I like limited.
TV
wow.
is more
limited.
Laminated than ever.
I'm drunk too.
TV has more aluminium than ever.
Aluminium. Excellent. What was the one you're watching?
Pluribus.
Pluribus. What did I say? Placebo.
You certainly did.
You know,
what's that placebo show you're watching? Mike?
I think you said what? What are you watching? Placenta.
It was some weird that I'm like, who names
TV
something
shows
like,
are
yeah,
fucking weird
it's
these
dumb.
Days.
Just call it Karen.
But like Charles said, more popular than ever, and maybe that's just to do with streaming. But here we are, more people watching TV than ever.
And we're more popular
yeah.
than ever, so we want to give you stuff that you want to listen
That's true.
To. So
God.
it's a little history of how movies started to turn maybe movies into television.
Sorry,
that's really how this started, was what movies got turned into television series.
What was the word of the day I said again? Limitated?
Lamentated. You lamentated it.
Jesus.
We are on a timestamp today, listener. I'm going to see Sisu 2 after this.
That's right. Steve Sisu.
Came out this weekend. Yes, they made a sequel to Sisu. It's called Sisu 2.
Is that a game?
No. That's
no, it's
Sifu. I'm thinking of
you're
Sifu.
You're thinking of Sifu.
Yeah.
Sifu
yeah.
the Kung Fu. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
No.
What the hell is Sisu?
Sisu is the Finnish guy who his family was killed by
He's a
Russians
gold miner.
World War II.
And they made a sequel. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's the Russian commander who killed his family.
It's the guy from Scott. Like, what is it? Don't Breathe?
Yeah, Don't Breathe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's his fucking name? Scott something.
Yeah. Lang? Yeah.
Avatar.
Scott Lang.
It's Scott Lang.
Avatar.
No,
too.
That's Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Stephen Lang.
Stephen Lang. Wow.
That's
no,
a
that's
superhero.
Nope, that is Ant-Man.
Jimmy.
Definitely
you got Lang, though.
I got the Lang.
Mr. Lang.
It was an S. Lang.
What'd you watch this week?
What did I watch this week? Zoe found a great horror movie just through, you know, how you TikTok and Instagram and they, these people.
Is it a Shudder?
You know, actually, surprisingly, it's not. I couldn't actually tell you the studio that made this. It seems to be like an independent. It's called Summer of 84.
Okay.
It's a horror movie.
Takes place in 85.
So it's a horror movie about this conspiracy theory kid and his friends, and you know, it's summertime, it's got all the nostalgia things that you like about it, but he's convinced that his police officer neighbor is a local state serial killer.
Oh wow.
So him and his friends are spending the summer trying to prove that it's him, and the movie's fun but very dark also at the same time, bit of a downer. Really enjoyed it. Couldn't tell you, the only person I recognized in it is the guy who plays the cop. He's, I'll have to show you a picture. Rich Sommer. This is him. The guy with the glasses, Charles, if you can see him. He was in Glow. He's the guy that's having sex with Alison Brie at the start of Glow.
He was in Mad Men. He's got Mad Men face. He's got Mad Men face. Yeah, he's got corporate.
He's one of the advertisers.
Other than him, the only other person I recognized is Judah Lewis. He's the main character in the Babysitter movies with Samara Weaving.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that falls off me.
Yeah, Mick G.
Yeah, you guys know Mick G.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels, baby.
The OC.
Terminator.
We love Mick G. We're a Mick G podcast.
Yeah, we really are.
I don't think he had anything to do with this movie, but this movie was...
He's in it.
It hits you at points that you don't really expect, and my God, the end of this movie, I can't spoil it for you, but boy...
Good,
the way that this movie is made...
Yeah,
cool. It's supposed to be like a... Like, you know how It had that feeling where it's like these are kids enjoying their summer and living their lives. They're riding bikes. It's what Stranger Things is.
I was just going to say, Jimmy, it sounds like you would really like
summer,
Stranger Things.
I fucking hate Stranger
Things. It really sounds like you would like it.
No.
Everything
this,
you're describing
well, see,
with this,
I'm
like,
what's great about this
like
is
like
that
it
has an original plot, and I haven't seen it 120 times.
So Stranger Things.
God damn it. I fucking hate that kid with the teeth.
I mean, if you like if you like Stand By Me, and you hate Stranger Things, I'm like, do you not like Millie?
All I think about Stranger Things is that it's made for people who watch TV while they look at their phones.
No, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. I'm glued.
I'll tell
my phone's
you,
in
you like
room.
Harry Potter, right?
I hate Harry Potter. The only thing,
how dare you?
The only things that made me
he hates magic
feel anything
he
in
hates
the Stranger
joy.
Things is at the end of the last season when
you did watch it.
When I watched a recap.
This sounds like the Wicked episode. You didn't watch it then.
When Dustin is talking to Eddie's dad and he's like, "Your son was actually a hero." That made me cry.
That was
very nice.
Oh,
my
dude,
God, that,
that whole and it's the ending of that season.
Jesus
it's
Christ!
So
like,
good.
My God, is that
dude
it's
so
and,
good?
But
dude.
Eddie is the champion of nerds. That's what the best thing about Eddie is. Eddie doesn't.
He's what every nerd wishes.
We're not
to
talking
have
about goddamn Stranger Things.
Summer of 90.
Not yet.
Summer
we're
of
talking
84.
About Summer of 84.
Sorry, Summer of 84.
And what was oh, Summer of 69.
My sorry. The thing about this movie is that they. God, I just like when movies cast kids to play kid roles.
Yeah.
And that they can find kids who are good actors.
So, like, 30-year-olds to
these
play
kids
like, yeah.
nail it, man. And
that's
I
awesome.
Just, I want to give them
and they're kind of all unknown,
really...
it sounds like, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I think that's what works
out,
for something.
I think I've seen Caleb Emery. He plays the big friend. I think I've seen him in some other things. Grand Vacher, he's the lead character, Davey.
Going to my phone.
And Corey Gruder Andrew is just, like, all, these kids are just fantastic. They give... Their characters are so well fleshed out, and you don't even get a lot of time to necessarily meet them because they're in, you get dropped in the core of their friendship.
Yeah.
Like they've got their treehouse. They've got what they talk about, and they're vulgar kids. They're like 14, 15 years old.
That's cool.
And they speak like, you know, I spoke like a little fucking asshole who didn't know how to swear.
It's kind of like the in It Part One, like the little joke, like the funny kids, the kids that are like really supposed to be
exactly.
Like, yeah. So they use humor as their tool.
Yeah, exactly. You get a lot of that from these. And, you know, they're just horny little weirdos.
Yeah, I mean, you're 15.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, you got to let them be 15.
And, you know, the main kid gets them sucked into his conspiracy theory, and he gets them to start believing it because he's making a lot of valid
Do
points.
You, as the audience, start thinking maybe this kid could be onto something? Like, you as the viewer?
Well, that's the thing. You're like, you're caught between... Is this real or is this the biggest red herring I've ever seen?
Because it's
is
like
it a
what
conspiracy?
Is it? It's like Rear Window, or like Disturbia.
It's a lot like Disturbia.
One character is telling you the whole time this guy's bad, but you don't see anything.
Or Secret.
It's a lot
then,
like Disturbia.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's,
I like
that's
that.
A good way to put it.
Like
Rear
that.
Window. Yeah.
Secret
Rear
Window's
more.
Yeah.
We love Shia.
But that style. That style.
But
of
I
like,
enjoyed this quite a bit. I'd give it like a 6.5, a 7.
Sweet.
If you want to watch something that'll really make you think about it at the end.
I've been
thinking about this ending for about a fucking week.
Really?
Yeah,
ooh,
I can't get this.
I love movies that do
so
that.
Dark.
I love that.
So dark and just not like Inception, but just ambiguously left open.
Have you ever? Sorry, just because hearing the movie that did that, it for a whole summer it fucked me up. I couldn't stop thinking about this ending. It's called Thirst. It's a Korean vampire movie. It's phenomenal, and it ends on a note where I'm telling you, for a good 3 months, it was like, oh my god. And then I got Claudia to watch it years later, and it did the same thing
to her.
That's
what I'm talking about, man.
It's incredible.
And
it's
into this kind of knowing like the plot, but we didn't know what happens or how it happens, that kind of thing.
And because it's not like a wide release, no spoilers
are really
everywhere and stuff.
I know, this is as independent as it comes. You can find it on Prime right now.
Cool.
I don't even think you need a.
When did it come out? Was it this year?
This is 2018.
Oh, wow. So, okay, not super
old. I can't
old.
Believe I never heard of it at
summer
any point.
Summer of 84.
I was going to say, it's not recent. That's 7 years old.
That's what I mean.
Like,
but absolutely worth a watch if you're looking for something. I know that Halloween's over, but.
Dude, Halloween.
It's never over.
Horror.
It's all year round, baby.
It's so weird when people are like.
If you're looking for. Like, this is. This isn't a date movie by any means.
Oh, okay.
This is something, if you're looking for something that you're really going to enjoy watching and get a fucked up end out of, this is it. You get a payoff. You get a very, not satisfying, but you get a payoff.
That's six cool. properly acting children out of 10.
Yeah.
I like that.
Six
Charles
and a half.
That.
Six. Okay. All right.
Cool.
Charles.
Okay.
You're in charge.
So in honor of Jimmy, Stranger Things.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, going back to our episode, you know what? Because this one's quick. I saw Wicked for good.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Eh. Really? Tell me why.
Definitely a part one fan. Like, part one was fantastic.
So,
it didn't need to be split up. It really did not need to be split up.
That's what I'm hearing.
Just from what I've seen and the behind-the-scenes stuff and how practical these sets are and the makeup all of this design, why does it still look like fucking sludge?
So, you know, Jimmy,
why does it look like it was put through the sludge machine?
Okay, so you make a very good point, and what's a little bit frustrating I found with this
one? It looks like fucking Andy Muschietti's Flash movie.
Yeah, I think because it's supposed to, like, this is when you see someone who's not as experienced as a filmmaker,
John
in my opinion. Because it was supposed to be a darker tone, he literally put like an Instagram filter over it
that's
like dark tone. And it's like,
I feel like he took a lot of the producer's notes and just did that.
Well, and again, I think it's because this. So I told Claudia, this is the
but
thing that I found
them, did them
the funniest
in Adobe.
So they split it up into two because at that point when they made that decision, it was because, oh, we couldn't fit all the music. We couldn't fit everything in. But then they split it up, and the second part has like three or four songs made just for the movie.
Oscars.
I'm like, well, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Not made for the movie.
So you said you didn't have enough time, but now
you're telling me there's more songs from Wicked and Wicked for Good still?
Yeah, dude, there's songs that were made just for the movie. Like, not from the Broadway.
So,
These
aren't made for the movie. These are made for the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Those songs are made
100%.
To be nominated.
But, like, are they insane?
You know,
Ariana got nominated already, which made no sense to me. That was insane. Didn't win. Yeah, let's nominate her again.
Who did win?
She's not nominated.
No, she got nominated last year.
Was it?
I know,
did
but she's not nominated this year.
Not for Best Actor.
Well, not yet.
Did she get Best Actor?
She got nominated for Best Actress.
Right.
Yeah.
Best Supporting?
I think it was Best Actress.
No, because she's the lead of that movie, too. Cynthia and her are both co-leads, are they not?
All I know is she got nominated.
Supporting, or is Cynthia the lead?
Cynthia's the lead.
So
okay. Because Cynthia is
Wicked
the lead
for Good. Wicked for Good makes it very clear that Elphaba is the main character.
Okay. Yes. All right.
It's
so then she would have gotten supporting. Then.
She would have got supporting.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
So again, like the set pieces. Okay. So you do see a Tin Man. You do see a little bit of Wizard of Oz, and it looks very. The lion is completely CGI, which is dumb. It's so stupid, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
The lion is CGI.
Oh, okay.
It's a completely CGI talking.
And they
lion.
Also not against who plays these people, but very unknowns. Like
the SpongeBob musical guy?
No, the woman who plays Dorothy. I've never seen her.
So that was the point. And the way they film it, you never see Dorothy's face. You see the back of her. You see her silhouette. Like
I think
they did
was,
a really
gee,
good
I
job.
I wonder who that lady is wearing ruby slippers.
They
well,
did a really good
studio.
Job tying it. Like still not fucking with Wizard of Oz, but like. They overlap.
It's in the background.
Yeah, they overlap, but
this camera's not plugged in properly. It's starting to die.
Oh.
And that one fell over.
That one fell over. Anyways, it was they could have made one 3-hour movie.
I agree.
And
they would have made just as much money.
It would have made more money, in my opinion, because they could have let it run longer because, right. you know, blah, blah, blah. And what's annoying, too, is honestly, it loses its momentum. It really does. Like, part one is just so intense. Part one ends on an insane note where she flies and basically establishes herself as Elphaba, the, like, right. the powerful. And then two is like...
Do you think this was just a fan service movie?
It was money. It was what you say. It was 100% like, what if we can make a billion twice instead yeah. of once? You know what I mean? And that's...
And they're going to get their noms. Oh, like, they're going to get set design.
And they're making money. It's the biggest... Yeah. I think it's the highest grossing Broadway adaptation movie ever in history.
Well, yeah. What's it going to be, West Side Story?
Whoa. Well, there's Legacy, Jimmy. Jaws the Musical. No, but like it was, you know what? It was cool to see the set pieces. It was yeah. cool to see a little bit of like Wizard of Oz sprinkled. They do their version of Tin Man and Scarecrow. The makeup is phenomenal.
Can
like
I
they did
cut
prosthetics.
You off and ask a question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So are you saying something like all of the departments that made this movie made a really great movie, but yet it's not a great movie?
Yeah, like I would say, like happen? I would say, like production phenomenal.
Producers, Jimmy.
Yes.
Like the actual like production and everything. Yeah.
The
like
director
they...
takes the cue, right? So he tells everybody what he wants it to look like, but
the
then
chew.
When he takes the chew gets the chew.
I have a feeling. I'm hoping because the way he made the like it's still made really well. Like it's very like there's more flying scenes with Elphaba in this right. than in the first one, and it's really neat how he wow. films it and everything. But
was it better than know. David Corn's sweat flying as Superman?
No. No.
That's right.
What
if
I thought,
they did a front-facing shot of her
But apparently flight. What they did in the first one is they have a scene where she's spinning and singing, and she really did sing while the thing was spinning, and I'm like, that's fucking
Well, no,
insane.
There's no question whether
like,
these
that's
two are fantastic
wild.
Singers.
Yeah, and like cool. And again, it was neat to
Never
see.
Never a question.
Yeah, no. It's
there's
the,
more scenes of them
story.
Together, and we're seeing their beef. But again, because... It's a second part. It just
we already know it. Yeah,
yeah. And there's things that are rushed, and there's other things that I'm like, okay. But I will say it ties, it does some things that tie into Wizard of Oz that I did not see coming, and are okay. really neat, really, really neat. Like they give a little bit of lore on the Tin Man and the Scarecrow that they do not have in Wizard of Oz,
like,
and it's
right.
really neat.
How's this dude walking around?
How is he a Tin Man? If you think about it, how is he a
did
living
somebody
Scarecrow?
Go put him
so
up. Put him up. Put
you
him
see,
up.
No man, the lion is lame. The lion has two scenes, and he's, you know what it is? Because
is the lion
he's
a lame
so,
duck?
Because he's so CGI, I just didn't even care what he was doing. I'm like, oh.
That's, and you know what? Same thing happened to the CGI Lion King.
Yeah.
It's worse than
you
that.
You can't
like,
get feeling from a CGI animal.
Also,
you can't.
Some no, things don't need to be remade live. Like, why?
Why?
Just leave it as an animation. Like,
or
I don't...
a guy in a nice costume.
So that's what I don't
in
get.
In a 900-pound lion
Wizard
Whatever.
But have
and
you
put
guys
the other
seen...
guy in lead paint? Let's
but
do
look,
this real.
Dude, look at mascot costumes.
Can we
you
hang
know
a little?
Exactly. Like, mascot costumes yeah. are insane with the detail and stuff. Yeah. They could have gotten a cosplayer. Paid them like
100%
fucking,
agree.
Yeah, like a grand to be like, can you make us a lion suit? It'd be incredible.
I agree.
Like, you know what I mean? So
and
that was a little
else
lame.
Is so practical.
Yeah.
Why
like,
does it look
yeah.
like sludge?
That's what I mean. And like, why? And what makes me more annoyed is you know that because the lion's only in a few scenes, they were like, we're not going to pay for a suit. And it's like, no, that's more reason why you should.
Should, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It costs more to do the CGI than it would be to take a week to 2 weeks.
But
of
see, I don't think it is
time
costing.
And make...
It isn't costing as much because they're all using chat. They're all using AI. So yeah.
Unreal
it's
Engine
not
on,
taking,
on repeat.
If
yeah.
there was ever
right?
a movie that did.
Like that right, whole Kool-Aid, yeah. The whole Kool-Aid episode, like that whole thing in the
it's
studio
real.
Is what's going on right now in all of Hollywood, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should we not have Ice Cube playing Kool-Aid?
Oh fuck! It's racist.
Kool-Aid is one.
How many? Yeah, okay. How many awkward sex scenes with Fierro out of 10?
I.
Because I'm
you
hearing
know
that's getting some.
I
some
will
heat.
Give. Yeah, there's a pretty. I was like, goddamn. Like, and if it was on Broadway, I'm sure some dick was shown.
Some
because they do that in Broadway.
Because wow. it's artistic.
I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Like, yeah, like it's still okay. worth a watch.
Well, I mean, like,
but
the
I didn't like
that
it as
was
much
put
as the
into
first.
It and the comp like. The team that came together
Deep
to
breath,
make this
comes.
Movie,
yeah,
deserve it to be deserve to have it.
That's why I'm like Oscar wise, all the production, costuming, absolutely, and they should win. But in terms of like,
well, we'll see what else gets
script, story, blah blah blah. No, even direction.
Direct
Frankenstein yeah. is 100. That's where I'm putting my money.
Frankenstein for costume.
I
and
personally
production
think
would
you know
be
it'd be awesome You know what the Oscars should do? That would be a wild card this year.
Shoot.
Stunts? Well, really, they're doing that.
No, really give it to movies. And I'm like, Frankenstein and Sinner should dominate nominations.
100%.
Think of how cool of an Oscars that would be. That Frankenstein and
Sinners. I
think
Sinners is going to get soundtrack or score.
Oh, dude, it's going to get director.
Soundtrack.
It's going to get director. It's going to get best picture. It's going to get
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Sound, costume.
I'm with you.
Oh, it's getting all of it.
Sinners is going to.
Sinners is
going to
be the one that is.
You don't think it might lose to recency bias?
So the
I don't think there's anything as interesting as Sinner's story.
Well, of course, but Sinner, has that ever stopped the Oscars before?
What the Oscars is supposed to be is if you're going to set any time aside this year to watch any movie, it should be these ones. Sinner's is that one.
Yeah,
like, if anybody should make time to watch a movie that came out this year, you got to go with
Sinner's. I'm only saying this because, like, I know she's not going to listen. I got Zoe the score, the soundtrack on vinyl.
Yeah, you were telling
me. Blu-ray,
oh,
too.
That's awesome.
Listen,
that's awesome. This and is the artwork book, I saw chapters.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
She's going to love it.
It's Real Debaters Podcasts, where couples don't listen to their own show. I can say whatever I want here. Shauna will never hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. I will then do the.
So, Mike, don't watch it. Like, if you
We'll get him next year.
If you did the fast forward watch of this one, I wouldn't shit on you as much because it's. I wanted to do that watching it in the theater. Just being honest,
I watched it fully.
No, but Mike, what did you watch, buddy?
There's one thing I want to mention, and there's one thing I watched. The
Alpha
one thing I watched.
He's always got two things.
I do, but there's one thing that I'm really hot about that I need to have
Alpha
a conversation about.
Yeah.
I will talk about Stranger Things. Oh my god. Oh my god. So, all right. There's a couple things. First things first.
Jimmy loves it.
We were invited to the End of Our Own Making screening at Winnipeg Cinematheque.
Oh yeah.
Darcy, Cam, Faye, Ryan, Dale. Suzanne, everybody who was in those films, they had a little filming, like a short film.
All considered friends of the show.
Exactly. Yeah. Very much considered friends of the show. But I had a short film screening of all of their films. So we watched Danny Boddy, which Darcy was in, which is what I interviewed Cam for the first time.
Yeah.
Then we watched Descendants, which is Faze, which is brilliant. Think of The Box, the movie The Box. But think of it where instead of looking inside the box and getting what
you're
want.
You're thinking outside the box.
The box gets rid of all your problems.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting.
It's a vast, deep box.
Interesting.
It was a beautifully shot short. And then we watched The End of Our Own Making to cap it off. And then we did a Q&A at the end of the night.
Yeah,
and
you were saying.
That was Stranger Things premiere night.
Oh, wow.
And I got home at 5:30 and I was like, all I want to do is put my sweats on.
Yeah.
And find out where 11 is. And the cats were all looking at me and I was like, fuck.
I'm do so it, tired. Papa.
Right? Just
fine Vector.
I'm like, I'm going. We're going. This is going to be great. I can watch Stranger Things later. So as soon as I got home at 10 o'clock, I threw it the fuck on. I can't go to bed tonight.
Yeah. Claudia and I said, we were like, we got to at least watch the first episode.
You'll get spoiled if you don't. Like,
yeah, that's
saying.
Well, so Claudia,
that
I
leads
told
me
her,
to my second
that's
point.
Part of it too. Like, I don't want anything.
You
fucking,
have to.
Yeah, we don't have to go down a huge Stranger Things rabbit hole. It's all over the internet.
Do
right
it.
Now. But like, it is so, it looks so good, Charles.
Yeah.
They really...
Not a fan of the de-aging shit. I'll never be a fan of that.
Okay, but
I'm
like,
not a fan of that ever.
Are you talking about when...
But it was a fast scene.
Just make your fucking show in consecutive fucking
years.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I was like, if you guys always knew this was going to be some way, you just film this
video.
Yeah, fuck me.
Are you talking about Will's de-aging?
Yeah, I didn't
know.
Yeah, I was
but
a fan
you know what?
It. It's a quick scene. I was really nervous. It was
even
like,
Millie's
it's
last
gonna
season
be,
wasn't great.
It, you know better than this, though. Like, Will's is really like,
Will's
oh my
bad.
God.
Yeah.
He looks like he's melting.
They used Unreal Engine 2.
Well, actually...
They used
hell?
Real engine.
You didn't have to use what? 80s technology, guys.
Guys, this is what they did on Jurassic Park. We can stop using
it. It's over.
Oh, I hate
so,
it.
Yeah.
Claymation.
It looks great. I love the story. I love that we've, you know, there's a little break in time.
Well, and it's
something's
the,
going on.
It's the last, and they're telling, like, it's like reading the last Harry like book. Like, it's they're going for it.
They
there's
really
no
are.
Filler. They're giving you what you want. They're answering things. They're also doing a lot of, like, holy fuck. Like, all of...
I am in love with Maya Hawke this season.
Oh, she's
like,
phenomenal.
Her whole monologue
she's phenomenal.
In the
yep.
radio station.
Yep.
I'm like,
her being on radio, I was like, oh my God, Rockin' Robin, this is so good. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, no. And she's so much like her mom, it scares me.
So much like her dad. Dude, the two. Being
oh, you're
born,
into dads? You see the Hawk side.
I see the Hawk side.
Yeah.
I don't
oh,
see
yeah.
the Uma side.
No,
Shauna said that to me too. She's like, why? She can't be like her mom. I was like, I see the dad.
See?
I see
dad
the
guy.
Big dad
well,
guy.
I don't have one, so of course I want one. I want Ethan as my dad.
I see her dad. Her dad must be so cool.
But so yeah, it's great and all. But so here's what
happened.
Right?
Awesome. It's very good.
I watched it that night, and have been watching it religiously because I don't want it ruined because Dancing with the Stars was ruined for me.
Oh, it was? Damn,
look,
dude.
Look, we all knew that the Irwins were both going to get a win.
We all
Jordan should have won that, man.
Okay, here's where I'm going.
Jordan should have won that.
I think, okay.
That was the best freestyle
will
in
you,
history
will
of that
you
show.
Agree with me that we are an Alex podcast?
Alex.
You want Jordan.
Oh,
I'm Alex.
For the insert, like the TikTok girl?
The TikTok girl.
I wanted her or Jordan to win, but after Jordan's freestyle and Normani showed up, I was like, Jordan's got to win.
They're really expanding the definition of star, huh?
They are. Dude, it's... They are. Cool. Dude, Hilaria
loosely
is married
applied.
To a star, and she got to... I'm like, So they're just getting spouses of stars? That doesn't count.
Well, I mean, it's who's
is,
not busy.
That's almost funnier, though.
In a way, it is. I thought... It's Hilaria, you might say.
So you're Jordan. Okay, I'm Alex. I did not like that Robert won. If this
I
is
get
a,
why he did.
It's a talent. It's a
also his sister
competition.
Won 10 years ago
with like, you with know what Derek.
I mean? Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
Now Derek's a judge,
yeah.
So there's no bias. But
the family dynasty.
Alex got a 90 on season finale. That is 3 perfect rounds of 30.
She did. Yeah, that's right.
How do you not win?
Irwin got 59. Yeah.
Well, you know what ruined
if
the show?
If this is a dancing show,
the fans pick. It's voted in text.
Oh, so it's garbage.
I hate it, Jimmy.
10 votes per person. You can start voting as soon as the first minute of the show starts.
Yeah.
You don't
even have to see it.
No. Vote. You're just going for like, oh, I want Alex to win no matter
what.
That's
not merit pick.
I know. All dude, right. When Tom, what's his face? The old Tom Brokaw?
Tom Bergeron. Tom Brady?
How old are you?
Tom Bergeron looked
Tom
at the camera.
Brokaw, the news guy?
Yeah, I don't know why that came into my head. But
Casey
Tom Bergeron went to the camera during it and said, this is for ABC. This is for the studio. Bring back the judge rules.
Yeah.
Bring back, like he literally said to ABC, because he doesn't give a fuck.
No.
But he's like,
yeah.
Bring back when I was on the judge got final saying, it's like, yeah, I'm sorry, for the final should be up to the judge.
Robert Irwin.
It's ridiculous.
Robert Irwin treaded on Daddy's dead coattails.
Jeez.
That
don't
story.
Say
hang
that.
On. Hang on.
My just, God.
Give me a
Mike.
Minute. Give me a minute here. Give me a minute here. As
the
soon,
Irwins are beautiful.
They're Australian royalty.
They made.
I love Steve.
Cry. Remember he said the world needs more Irwin.
I know.
We do, Mike.
But I do not think it's fair that when your feet are being judged, your story trumps your judgment.
Damn, that stings.
I know it does, but nobody else had a dad die of a stingray fucking sting.
We don't know that. I don't know Jordan's family lineage.
Okay, then why wasn't it used?
Hilarious. Dad was pulled apart by horses.
Because what are they
going to
be like, so Jordan, you got a dead dad. Are you dancing for him tonight? His dad was famously killed. And his dad was famous.
His dad was killed by a stingray freak accident.
And, right, and everybody knew
that's
about
job
that.
Hazard.
I know, but whose job is normally I'm a fucking crocodile hunter?
I'm not saying that that's not cool.
Who the fuck's job is normally that?
My job isn't
saying,
get killed by
I
stingray.
I am saying.
He split up a kakabara fight, remember
Alex
that?
Lost because of it. Alex lost because
you
of it.
You over here. You over here.
Alex lost because, guys, Alex lost because of a dead dad story.
Wow.
She didn't lose because
I don't think that's
of dancing.
Why she died. I think she died because when you let people
you think
text.
She when she dies,
I agree.
Or, sorry, dies.
I think she lost because when people text in and they're like, I want Robert to win and her sister won. I love the crocodile
right.
hunter.
I 100%.
That's why they
but
should
he
go
did
to the
not
judges.
Dance as well.
I know. That's why I'm saying if it went
he
to the judges,
two,
he wouldn't have won.
I know. So here's
so I'm saying
okay.
It's the texting.
All right.
The texting ruined that show.
Texting ruins everything.
Okay. Let them do it. Let them do it up to a certain point, but like the last 4 weeks should be just judge. I'm sorry. Because
like,
Andy Richter could have won.
I thought
he could have won,
I
man.
I thought Efron's brother was going to win when he took
did
his shirt
off. Did you see
Zach
showed
Bruno.
Up? Did
yes.
you see Zach
yes.
show
up?
Oh, yeah. When he, and well, when and it was Bruno's birthday.
Bruno in the
dude,
middle of it was like
70
can you do
years
that?
Old,
can you do
by
that
the
dance
way.
Again? Can you dance for me again? Like it got very flirty on Disney for a
but
minute.
70 years old, by
he
the way.
He looks great.
Wow. He's in better shape than I'll ever be.
Who's this?
Bruno.
One of the judges.
Who my cat's named after.
It's unreal. But no, you know what? I'm sorry that got ruined. That sucks.
Okay. Point is, Stranger Things is fucking amazing.
So you're not even done it yet, hey?
I have two left.
Oh,
I have
Mike.
I'm slow rolling Pluribus and I'm slow rolling Stranger Things.
Are they
things.
Doing a weekly drop?
So no, they did
four,
it
four
little...
two and two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's four came out what on Wednesday,
why?
And then two come out Christmas Eve
because they're milking it. You know, it's smart.
Can I
so
say
the
something?
Next four are on Christmas Day. What are people doing on Christmas Day?
Going to the movies.
can I?
And then New Year's Eve is the last final episode. And I believe it's
going to
probably be about 3 hours.
Movies on Christmas all the time.
I did too.
We went last year for Nosferatu.
I did too. Oh, that's a good one.
Can I say something though about
of
this?
Course.
I read an article and. It kind of
because he's better than us.
No. I just I didn't learn how to read.
It was a Snapchat video.
I don't associate with people. Yeah, it was a headline.
ChatGPT read it to me.
Yeah, this British guy read
Michael,
it. Out loud.
Michael.
Anyways. Listen, David.
David.
Everybody calls me David. No, I read an article about the release of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has been happening more and more, and now it is blatantly obvious. But the weekly release schedule was for television because ads were obviously paying for shit. And
right.
You wanted to create a sense of, not a sense of urgency, but a sense of FOMO, if you will.
Sure.
It's also now, just advertising. That's advertising
it is. It really
101.
Is. So, but the thing about it, though, is that when you do these big dumps and you don't let it
flush.
Meld together and flush, thank you, you end up causing, if the episode 4 isn't as good as I know it will probably be, but the people who are flippy floppy, let's say.
Yep.
The people watching it on their phones.
100%. Ugh. They may never come back to the other 4 that are coming if that one ends so hard and they.
So
the time in between is the problem.
You're worried it's going to Game of Thrones?
I am worried that people will Game of Thrones because people are fucking people. They will shit on it if the 4th episode
isn't exactly
isn't enough to bring them back for the 5th, but the 4th is not the cliffhanger.
I like that they pretend like they aren't going to watch it.
I get what you're saying, Mike, but I truly believe the show to the quality. It's not made for these kind of people.
No, exactly.
It isn't.
These people
can
fuck off.
Sure. But
I get what they're doing.
Doing that now as a model, and if this becomes more than Stranger Things,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's my that's
like
my
Harry
word.
Potter split into two, so they all started doing that with their last movie.
They should call
franchise.
It Familiar Things. How about that?
That's funny.
Well, Jimmy,
well, just call it Goonies.
I bet if it was set in the, I bet if it was set in the late 90s or early 2000s, you'd be fucking all over that.
It's got to be called Stand By You.
Instead of Dungeons and Dragons, if it was Mario Kart, fucking all over that.
He doesn't like joy, Charles.
He doesn't like Dungeons and Dragons.
Don't you joy me?
He hates happiness. He hates it. Just wait. All I can say is just wait, my friend.
I know I'm not worried.
You're not worried about that at all.
I'm not worried about
episode
that at all.
Episode 4 ends on a
it.
Very nice, yeah. Oh my. I didn't know the show could still have surprises like
I'm
that.
Here.
For a final season still doing a twist that you're like, what?
I just
it's
don't
great.
Care about
Did you
Brett
see?
Gelman.
It's Rand Geiger. That guy is the producer of the year. He's like the major brains.
But don't
behind.
You love Sean Levy?
Like all that Russian gulag shit could have been completely cut, and
it's
it was
great,
all
though.
Pointless.
But Rand
but
Geiger's
really
so funny.
It's
Whatever.
Really funny. It's
did
really
you see
good.
What they did somewhere in the world for the premiere? I think it was New Zealand.
Oh, the
they erected,
holograms.
They erected a frame
that
created
yeah.
a hologram
yeah.
of the Demogorgon.
So
That's
cool.
Sweet.
Well, because you'll see. Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, so that's
that is touching on something.
Okay. I will give Stranger Things out of the gate 9 out of 10. Just
already,
because,
hey?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Long story short, Vecna is Mike's hear me out.
Yeah. Yeah. Hear me out. Henry is not as bad as you think he is. I call him Henry. We're on a first
Vecna
name.
Vecna got yeah.
It's not Vecna. I don't call him this made
Vecna
up superhero.
Vecna is misunderstood.
I did like seeing Robert Englund.
Dude, and it he was
Dude,
great.
Dude, wait, you see Linda Hamilton
great.
If you decide to
yeah.
watch.
She's good too,
she's
man.
So good.
And she comes hard right out of
right
the gate.
Right out of the gate.
Her
haircut.
First scene, you're like,
her haircut
whoa.
Is hard.
She's
it's basically
right.
if Sarah Connor like she's still playing Sarah Connor.
If Sarah Connor became a doctor.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Like a military like
military doctor.
So cool, dude. She's great. Yeah.
And then we Dancing with the Linda. Stars. Obviously, it's always a 10
You're
out of 10 for me.
You
I'm
still watched it, though, right?
I still
watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I needed
yeah.
to see how Robert got it because I assumed
yeah,
Robert
I did.
Would
yeah,
get
yeah,
it.
How
yeah,
often
yeah.
do you watch like a reality competition show and you end up at the end like, I'm glad they won?
A lot of you know what? A lot
like,
of
do you
the
feel
time,
that on Survivor?
No.
That's what I mean. Like,
Survive,
I
but the
I think
chef
it's hard
shows,
the circle
that.
I do and I don't.
Chef shows for sure.
Chef shows.
There's any, been chef shows where I'm very
that
happy.
Has a talent.
Yeah,
I'm okay
true.
With.
Yeah.
I guess that's different.
But
yeah.
screwing somebody over, I'm never because the person I want like, right now, I got one person.
Usually,
left
you're
on.
Rooting for the person who's.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm in a Survivor draft.
I only
and I got
like,
one person left.
Oh shit, that's fun though.
It is super.
I'm
fun.
Only into the screwing over and the drama for my Mormon shows. That I can't get enough of.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This episode of The Real Debaters is brought to you by Smash and Axe Arcade Disco, Winnipeg's ultimate combo of chaos, catharsis, and killer aim.
You know those moments in movies when the hero snaps, slow motion kicks in, and something finally explodes in glorious release? That's the vibe at Smash and Axe. Step into a neon wonderland at 1763 Henderson Highway, grab an axe, take your stance, and channel your inner Viking, or maybe just work out the rage of rewatching The Phantom Menace.
But the story doesn't end when the last axe hits the target. Not even close. Next door, the arcade disco lights up like a Tron sequel, directed by John Wick. Classic arcade cabinets, retro lights, thumping music, and a full bar serving up drinks and snacks fit for a warrior. It's part Lumberjack Dojo, part nostalgic fever dream, and all awesome.
And now here's the plot twist. When you mention the secret name, Dr. Smashington, you unlock $15 off your first hour of walking, axe throwing, and a $5 Trans-Canada blueberry beer to toast to your victory. Yeah, you heard that right. Say Dr. Smashington, get a deal, and instantly become the coolest name dropper in Winnipeg.
They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to midnight, and Sundays 4 to 11 p.m. with a happy hour from 4 to 6 for all your early evening action stars. So round up your crew, loosen your throwing arm, and trade Netflix for nunchucks, metaphorically, of course. Because at Smash and Axe Arcade Disco, you're not watching the movie, you're living it.
Smash and Axe Arcade Disco, where every night ends with a bullseye, a blueberry beer, and a story worth a sequel.
Charles, what time is it? It's real talk time.
It's real talk time.
Yeah, it's time to real talk.
It's RTT.
Boom,
boom, boom, boom,
boom. And we thank you, Smash and Axe. We love you. Seriously, it's a great place to get your frustrations.
What's the code
out.
Word again?
Dr. Smashington.
$15 off your walk-in axe throwing.
It's Harry and the Smashingtons.
Dr. Debater.
I think it's based off Dr. Hannibal, but Dr. Smashington.
I don't know if that's right.
I'm making that up. Let's talk about movies to television,
gentlemen.
I told
you to make it Dr. Hannibal.
I mean, there's movies to television is fun. I want to do another one of these where we talk about the video games that became movies.
That is a perfect
idea. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's
a
really
good
one.
It's just a Hitman podcast. We talk about how bad the Hitman movie was.
Yeah, no, and all of them
could have been better.
They made two, right?
Yeah, they could have been better.
The second one was definitely more for the game, from the game,
Max
but it was
Payne.
Still bad.
That movie fucking sucked.
That was one of the worst movie adaptations.
Could have been so
ever.
Great. Just do the story.
Yeah.
I figured
whatever.
We'd
just tell your mother I say hi.
We'd start with a little bit of history, a little bit of trivia, a little bit of knowledge for the listener. The reason we kind of came to this is because, watching Pluribus is where this kind of came
placebo.
From. Because placebo. Watching Placenta.
Is Pluribus a movie?
It's a TV show with a $50 million per episode budget.
So it's basically a movie.
It's like the studio. It's a studio. Like
yeah. It is a
it's
big
an Apple
budget.
Flex. It's a huge Apple Flex.
It's a huge Apple Flex. But what it is when you get into that bracket of television, you're making television cinematic, right? Like television always costs so much.
Sure.
And the reason taking movies to television was because it cost too much, I think. I think it was
TV
never,
now, right. Sitcoms are still cheap as fuck.
You know
totally,
that,
yes.
You know
that the story is good enough to continue and you know people will keep going. You just can't afford to keep doing it the same way.
Well, yeah, and
or you decide it would be cheaper to go the TV route,
and you can do it animated in television, which we know is also cheap, right? Like, there's a couple, but it really wasn't. I mean, the first two they say here from the 50s to the 70s, it is essentially the MASH effect. You can't have this conversation without talking about MASH. They also told me The Untouchables, but MASH is kind of where I think our parents still talk about it. It's such a formative moment.
It's like Dallas, like Who Shot JR? I still make that reference all the time because that's like. TV
it's
history.
Leaving Vietnam, right?
It's TV history, MASH, yeah.
It's the end of a TV show that, like, I mean, have you guys seen the movie?
No.
MASH? MASH, the movie.
If I've ever seen any of it, it's been reruns of the show when I was, like, really young.
Okay, so you've
when
never
Deja
seen
When Deja Vu
yeah.
was a network
Deja
channel.
Deja Vu!
Oh, they
Deja
used to,
Vu!
Yeah, they used to have
God,
MASH on
damn.
All
Shout out to
the
Deja
time.
Vu.
I used to
company.
Watch that. I Dream Genie. I used to watch all that shit on
the
there.
The Love Boat.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to love that network.
A great channel.
Dude, it was the best. It was the best.
They got to bring that shit back.
It's like my grandma was always with me, right?
Yeah.
Dude, and it was like, I get it. I get why sitcoms dominated for decades. Like, they're so good, and there's this thing about...
And it's what made money.
It made money, and it also, like, there's something about the subconscious of a... audience telling you to laugh.
Well, and you feel like you're part of it.
You do. You
it's
do.
It's like listening to a podcast.
Well, yeah. Like the MASH.
The laugh MASH, track here.
What is, like, I got to check it out. I know Donald Sutherland is in the MASH movie.
He's in the MASH movie?
He is.
But
yeah.
so is all. What is it?
Alden.
No,
Alan Alda.
Alden Alda's in
so
it too.
Donald Sutherland, Elliot Gould. So Donald Sutherland is Hawkeye. Elliot is Trapper.
I'm sorry, Avengers?
Gary Berghoff.
Yeah.
Is
Captain America.
Radar. Oh. Sally Kellerman is Margaret. Tom Skerritt is Duke.
Wait, so the show didn't have the same cast as the movie?
No.
Oh,
dude.
I thought it did.
No, it did not.
Oh, fuck me.
And like
with that cast, no way.
But what it was a comedy about a really dark story.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's more the secret to it, but also but being very topical. MASH is all Vietnam.
MASH is, do you guys know about Blackadder?
Yes.
Like the World War One British. It's
yes.
the same exact thing. It's
like,
about
you're talking
war,
about,
but it's a comedy. About
that's
war.
Hugh Laurie.
I think so.
Oh, and Stephen Fry?
Blackadder is the comedy troupe that was kind of like the other Monty Python.
Right.
Thing.
Oh, okay.
And they did like a spoof kind
to
of
end.
Thing.
Yeah.
To end.
Because Rowan Atkinson
Rowan
was
Atkinson,
in,
Hugh Laurie's in it. The, Stephen
yeah,
Fry.
Okay. I think MASH
in it.
Was before.
MASH.
Yeah.
Because MASH was the seven, or the
yeah,
movie
MASH
was
1970. But that's what it made me think of.
But MASH was based on... The
move.
The well, the Vietnam War.
And the
then,
end of MASH is them leaving the end of the war.
Exactly.
Which is really smart in a way. Like
yeah,
you always
over.
Knew that's how you're gonna end
yeah.
your show is the war's over, right?
And it's kinda nice having that ending inside.
Always knowing.
But then
always
it continues
knowing.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But it kinda ties
what
into
if the Vietnam War came to America.
What we're talking about with the idea that you can flush a story out because MASH the movie is a comedy about the Vietnam War and a bunch of guys who are trying to find hope in a hopeless place, and they're using humor through it.
Hopeless place.
Calvin Harris was.
We
big.
Really did fall in love in a hopeless place.
That theme song was huge.
But then with
and
the television,
Vietnam.
With the television show, you could flush out the Vietnam story.
Right.
Right.
You could have that conversation, which the American people, I think, were dying to have, which is why it had 100 fucking million people tune in.
That's crazy.
My parents told
to
me
to its finale.
When,
that's amazing.
When MASH ended, my dad was like, convenience stores, because again, he's like, was a lot of locally owned stores and stuff had signs saying closing early.
To watch MASH.
Yeah, because
that's
everybody had to
crazy.
Go watch the end.
Or had a TV in there and
yeah.
everybody came into the
that's
bar
right. yeah.
and
yeah.
watched like,
yeah.
watch the
quietly
game.
Quietly
yeah.
watched MASH.
And I was trying to think, I'm like, I don't think MASH. There's ever been a show in my lifetime that's done that. Where it's like businesses
and you know
closing
we were
early?
We could have too.
Like,
no, because
friends?
People were decent to each other then, Charles. It was the
70s. Well, yeah, it was a simpler time, Mike.
Yeah, they never had
time.
Serial killers back then.
Well, they did, but they didn't have
somewhere
social media to spread it
nobody
everywhere.
Nobody died.
The news chose what to scare you
no
with.
No wars.
Just MASH.
Four by then? Just MASH.
It was just MASH, baby.
But yeah, I think that's the...
Well, and you know what it was?
That is what taught yeah. television to take...
Chance like that.
Chances on movies.
I think it was also too as like this is an oversimplification, but two like your TV had two channels, two now like do you know what I'm saying? Is like
CBC,
you didn't yeah. have streaming wars, you didn't have multiple shows
in
on
one box,
you, right? And no one was competing with MASH. Like
yeah.
other networks didn't have a show to be like we got to compete with MASH.
We
like,
need a MASH.
Everyone was like right. So I think that like I miss those days. It was easier to kind of like I miss the idea that everyone kind of watched the same show because there wasn't. 1,000 on at the same time.
It was a very
you know what I mean?
Comforting time.
Now it's
time.
Like, oh, do you
yeah.
watch this? No, do you watch this?
That's why
no, do you watch this?
Same with Who Shot JR is iconic. I don't even watch Dallas, but I know
Who Shot Burns.
Because of, yeah, and that was their Who Shot,
yeah.
right? Who Shot
they
JR
Vegas
was.
Vegas odds on it.
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah.
incredible? They
it's
had
insane.
Vegas odds
TV,
on Who Shot
One of my favorite
the,
parts in...
TV is the great collector.
One
right?
of my
it,
favorite
it bring us
scenes
all together.
In The Wedding Singer as the brother-in-law and they're getting ready to leave. And she's like, move your ass, we gotta go. He's like, hold on, babe, I think someone shot JR. And like, and he says that, and I, every time I hear that in the movie, I'm like, because they're making, that's a commentary on what it was
I get,
like.
I right? understand what you're saying, though, but I think for what it's worth, you'll be happy. I think Stranger Things is going to be the thing that...
So you'll eventually watch it.
No, never. But I think that it's going to be what you guys want in that people are going to be watching
yes.
it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very rare.
Because it's a time capsule kind
and
of show,
no one
right?
wants to like, do what you guys said where they want. They can't watch it 2 days later because they're just going to know what happens. Someone's
yeah.
going to fucking ruin it. So you all have to watch it at the same
yeah.
time.
Because
yeah.
we all
so
can't
at least they're
shut
doing
the
it
fuck
on
up
Christmas.
The next day. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't have anything to do on Christmas.
That's
great.
That's exactly. very smart.
It is. And New Year's Eve is
I
a risk, but I get
what... Oh, dude. Christmas Day night, I'm going to be in...
Well, and New Year's Eve...
Eggnog
is...
and 11, all fucking up in this bitch.
New Year's Eve is smart and a risk because they know, okay, look, even if people are partying, they're all going to be Emily the next day.
Yeah.
And they're going to need something to watch, and the finale's already
Emily
out.
The next... Get Emily'd. That's not roofied. That's just too drunk before a podcast.
I think I could lie down. That was my favorite.
You look Emily.
When she started
that mean?
Saying, I think I could lie down and do it. It's like, you got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my favorite.
That sounds horrible.
Like, where are you going to lie down? And then you're like, I have a hole in my pants.
That sounds horrible.
Here's my Homer blanket.
I think I can do it lying
we
down.
We miss you, Emily. Yeah.
Now that we've it's covered the creation.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorites? Like, what do you like? Because my most recent one would be Peacemaker. Easily.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Peacemaker didn't have his own movie.
But he started in a movie.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I think that counts.
Well, that story continues.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, as his own TV show, which I mean, and you should see the movie first to really understand
exactly.
The story.
And it's just like what Mike said.
Yeah.
Where they want to continue this story, James Gunn broke his rule. Where he brought someone back
his
that
one
he
rule.
Had killed.
Yeah, true.
Because he knew the popularity.
You don't see him die.
No.
You don't
it's
see
a
him
different,
die.
It's a different
A building
screen.
Collapses on him, but you don't see him die.
And he
die.
Got shot right through the neck.
But you don't see him die.
You see
but
him.
It's just what Mike said, where they want to continue this story.
And there's story to
but
continue.
But they can't continue it through movies because he has a further plan.
Yeah.
But people want this character so badly that he'd be stupid not to continue.
Also, like, I never thought I would say this, but the way that TV has evolved, movies are limiting in terms of story.
Totally.
Like, they are limiting now.
My
right?
sister says that so, all the time. Like, she doesn't like going to the movies because it's just an hour and a half and she can't get invested in it most of the time.
That's so...
Isn't that sad?
That's, but that's also... but you know what? That's also funny because if we're used to these quality... Like, I told Mike... Personally, now Welcome to Derry. I don't really care for the It movies because I'm like these are so. This is
this
so
is
much
better.
Better.
Yeah,
and it's more. It's way more of it. You know what I mean? Like
I didn't. Really...
You're getting all the questions answered that you want,
and I like. I'm getting more of what the Pennywise I wanted.
Right.
I will tell you guys.
It's unhinged.
To answer your question, Jimmy, I didn't trust this format until I watched Fargo.
That's another great option.
Fargo's one of the best.
Fargo
ones,
is what made me love.
Might even be the best.
I think so, because you know what? It's not like the Coen
right,
brothers
it's the
made
best,
it.
It's the best off-ramp from the movie to stay in it. Because
absolutely.
It's
well, and
the
they never made it with
story.
The intention of a huge TV show no. coming out, right?
But you're right. It's the same story.
It is.
It's the same story.
Incredible. The theme is Fargo.
Yeah.
That's the and
the
crime.
Billy Bob.
The theme is crime in Fargo. That's literally the theme of that show and slash movie.
And you, they knew
oh, geez.
They knew oh, that geez. They couldn't take that basic William H. Macy story and run it for 8 episodes. So they made it where these two guys meet and they keep having interactions.
Lester.
Right?
God.
Which is the question you ask in Fargo,
really
the movie, where you're like,
yourself,
what if these guys kept running into each other? Right?
Yeah.
Like, what if these dark individuals had to spend a week with each other.
Yeah.
And
also the theme, too, that really seems to... I love that Fargo always does so beautifully, is no matter how bad the crime, no matter what, karma comes for them. Whether it's police, whether
or
it's falling
just Billy
in
Bob
the middle
or
of a lake.
Noah Hawley.
They're coming...
Everybody gets a wood chipper.
Everybody gets the wood chipper in the end, and I really love
that
about
beautiful.
Fargo.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Colin Hanks is... built that whole
he's
season
amazing.
As like and then he's the one that takes down Billy Bob. Come on.
Just that scene
come
of
on.
Him in the car and it's Billy Bob that gets out, right? And
yes.
he tells him you should just keep on.
This is the moment in your
going.
Life where
and he
you
does.
Do not engage.
Exactly. And he does.
And he
then,
does.
Right?
And he made the
and then
right
he
choice.
Admits, but not only that, he admits later that he did it to
guy.
Her.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. No, you know, I know he's dangerous
oh,
there.
Oh, Bruce Campbell as fucking Ronald Reagan?
Incredible.
So good, hey?
But then how...
The role he was made to play.
Yeah,
but then
yeah,
the next season is the diner owner...
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the town
Louis,
cop.
Or Lou.
Lou's,
yeah.
Lou's Diner, right? But he's Jason Patrick's character.
Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah,
I always fuck
in
those
season
up.
Two. Yeah. Yeah.
In season two.
And no, and remember, and you see Lou as an old man first.
You do.
And they reference the Sioux Falls incident. And then in season
the
two.
The one where he talks
when
about
like,
the first.
I got to get up to Sioux Falls, eh? You're like, oh, no.
It's that murder.
Oh, no.
I saw a murder that made no sense. Yeah. Just people
and he's
want,
like, and he keeps telling his wife, I got to get to Sioux Falls. And you just start remembering, oh, whoa, we're going to see that. Because you never
out,
get
yeah.
context, right?
That's my...
So
beautiful.
That's the
that's
show
the
that made me trust the format.
Yeah, that it can work.
That it can work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And there wasn't a
oh,
lot of
oh, an alien
success.
Now?
Yeah.
But
like
okay.
I was saying, there wasn't a lot of success
no.
with this format.
But there is,
no.
though. Like, the 80s and 90s had a lot of... You got Femme Nikita, Highlander. Like, there
oh,
is
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, the Highlander
so
TV 80 show.
And 90s was... Basically, the thought process was, can it be a TV show, too?
Yeah.
So mine that I was going to bring up, this is my guilty pleasure. Martin would love this. Weird Science. was
I
one of my
saw
all-time
the weird science TV
oh
show.
My god, dude, it was on the Space Channel.
It was.
That's how I used to see it.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know,
that's actually how I found out Weird Science was a movie.
I discovered the show first. I didn't
know
it was
incredible.
A movie. So my parents,
you
saw,
too, the dorks.
I was obsessed with the show, and my dad one day was like, "Oh, I guess it's like the movie." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
What movie?
And I loved Anthony Michael Hall because I loved Breakfast Club.
We
and
all
16
love
Hansels.
Anthony Michael.
When
Hall.
I found out it starred him, I was like, "Ah!" And like watched the movie, and the I was like, "Oh my god!" Because there's references from the movie in the show, so it was like, "Oh my god!" It was like your whole and Robert Downey Jr.'s in it.
The other kid became a university professor.
Yeah, he did.
Not Anthony Michael Hall. The other one.
Yeah, yeah, the one that plays Wyatt.
Yeah.
And Bill Paxton is Chet.
I mean, that's incredible. Like, it's so funny that you can find the TV show first and then find out,
I know.
Oh, there's something, there's a high-budget version of this?
Yeah, like, oh, this wasn't the first thought of this whole concept?
Well, like, before we jump into more Anthony Michael Hall, let's talk about Emily's, because Emily's, like, Buffy's incredible. Buffy's my example of that, where I knew about the show before I knew it was a movie.
See, yeah, that's funny. I knew about the movie, like, anyways.
I had no idea.
I mean, I knew.
See, but it makes sense.
Christy Swanson was, like, a 90s heartthrob.
Yeah, and Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland is, yeah.
But because the show was so good,
and it was
huge. I watched the movie and I didn't like it.
Oh, because they're so different.
They're so different.
Claudia's favorite show ever is Buffy. Hates the movie.
I don't like the movie
either. I will
either.
Put the movie on and she's like, ugh. And I'm like, no,
just
but this is
show.
What you love. She's like, no.
Just
this
watch
is
the
not
show,
what
Charles.
I yeah. But I love the movie. I love the comedy.
Did, so,
I love
but you found
stupid.
The movie first, right?
I found the movie
okay.
first.
We had
so
the movie.
When I look at the show.
That's all we had.
It's all we had.
All I had was
that was
movie.
My only thing of Buffy. That was my only reference. So when the show came out, even when Claudia rewatches, I'm like, this is stupid.
Well, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like,
but it's that. And the reason, I'm going to talk about mine, the reason that I like the Dead Zone TV show so much is because when I watched that movie, when my dad showed me the Dead Zone movie, and it was the coolest thing in the world, obviously.
Dead Zone's the one with Walken, right?
Yeah.
It's a great one.
When he showed me that movie, and then because he showed me that movie amping me up for the TV show, because
He
loves Anthony Michael Hall, too.
Yeah.
And the beauty of the Dead Zone show is that it works in a way that early television did, where it's not Monster of the Week.
Right.
The show changes every week. There's a new problem every week.
Right, like Law and Order kind of thing.
Exactly.
So what do they call that?
Very little investment
like
television.
Like the Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah.
It's bedtime television, Michael.
That's what it
because
is.
Because if
yeah.
I miss it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But then it gets
it's
to a X-Files.
Hey, and you know what's funny? Yeah.
Then you get five seasons in and it's like, oh, fuck, I got to pay attention now.
Anthony
There's
Michael Hall
somewhere.
Was in a movie that became a TV show, and then he did the TV show version, started in a TV show version of a movie.
Incredible.
That's really funny.
He's amazing.
Yeah. He's great, man. He's awesome. I love Anthony
If you're
Michael.
Listening, Anthony.
Not to be confused
do
with
Do you
want to
be on the pod?
Yeah, no,
not
definitely.
Dexter.
But who's Anthony Michael Hall's twin? There's that guy who looks like Anthony Michael Hall but isn't.
What?
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
But see, I think Buffy's the same way, where it was like a Monster of the Week show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And it's palatable isn't the right word, but it's
well, it's also
TV.
It's a bigger universe. Like there's witches and then demons and
you
blah blah blah.
Really? Well, like Supernatural.
Yes. Whereas
Shock,
Buffy
that
the
has
movie
never gotten a movie.
They're too hot to be in the theater.
You think
those
so?
Two together?
The theater would just smell like cat piss.
They throw in Jeffrey Dean Morgan and it's
You're
just...
You're right. It's too
gonna
hot.
It's going to be too wet in there
it's
for anybody.
It's too hot in here.
Yeah. Well, sorry for the mess, ladies.
So Teal Beck.
Oh, okay, yeah, exactly.
And Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Teal Beck.
That's his stunt double.
But I
That's
I
a good one.
It's just part of that. You can make these movies... And there is a way to do it as a TV show.
Well, and also what's really interesting now, too, is
like
that
there's a format. You know what I mean?
Nicolas Cage is being circled for True Detective next season.
Yeah, I read about that. They should just do Bad Lieutenant. They should just do Bad Lieutenant as a show.
Call up Harvey Keitel.
Yeah.
Please make this happen.
Well, and there's two things that just happened.
It's Nick, man. Nick's the unpredictable
one.
I'd
be so happy.
It's fun when they realize that the first episode of a TV show usually will have the characters from the movie just to ease the transition. The Continental, for example, did have John Wick.
You're right.
The first one. But then they go, who?
Yes.
The next eight, right? Because
it's got to survive.
They want to stand on their own.
That's so dumb.
It is so dumb.
It is.
Because
either stand on your own or don't.
But
I
then
agree.
When they do realize that that's a
that's
good
producers
thing,
being like, yeah. What if they don't know?
That's money too, right?
So
it's a big, big investment.
Yeah.
But the actors that are now willing to be like, I'm not above this format.
Yeah.
Because what it was you're being seen too much. I've realized it. I learned this recently that actors in movies are different than actors in television, because actors who want to be in movies don't want to be seen that much. And they don't want to maybe do that much work.
And TV, you're being seen.
And TV, you're being seen on the weekly, and you're being seen.
You're filming.
You're being driven by a character story.
I think it depends on the actor, too.
There's no range for an actor in television. It's like,
I've seen interviews from actors
where
they say,
on Sons of Anarchy and just Jax. We don't care about anything
But you know
else.
What's funny is I see things from actors where they say they do on TV now because it's guaranteed work.
That's so, funny.
When the movie ends, I'm thinking about, what's my next income?
Now what?
Whereas TV show, right? So, well, and you know what I find really funny, too, is at one point, TV was like B actor, C actor.
Totally.
Like if you were an A actor, you didn't do TV. Well, you did guest appearances, maybe, but you didn't do TV. But now... Oh my God! Now it's
almost comparable.
TV wants to
look at John Hamm. John, without TV,
he's
being
here
the
right
standard
now.
It was.
TV, who's John Hamm?
He's making a series here right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He loves the Jets.
American Hostage.
But what I'm saying is, if TV wasn't at the standard it was when he did Mad Men, he wouldn't be a staple name.
Totally.
In 100%. Cinema and blah, blah, blah.
Don Draper
you know what
is.
The perfect example is the dad from the Brady Bunch saw himself as a real actor.
Yeah.
Thought that the show was beneath him, but did it because it was constant work.
It was consistent work. He always knew a paycheck's coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
You know, and
Billy Crudup did the MasterCard commercial.
Oh, yeah, right. Remember? Same
you
thing.
Want to talk about...
Yeah.
And he said it on Dax's...
Because as long as they play that thing, I will always make money.
Bill Hader leaving SNL and doing T-Mobile.
Yeah,
I've got a cushion to be able to do what I want.
And
everybody's Daniel
but
Radcliffe.
But it's not a cushion anymore.
It's just the thing,
and like,
exactly.
Kate Winslet had a very famous interview where she said the last 4 weeks of any movie is the worst. And they asked why. And she goes, because that's when you start sitting in a little bit. And this is over, and then there goes it for getting paid.
Well, you get the press
on this
tour,
one,
and
right, and then it's like, where's my next income coming? And
the press tour is part of the initial salary.
So
right, but I mean, it continues.
Unless you're
for a
DDL or Leo,
unless
they put in their contracts.
I'm
nope.
not doing that.
Yeah, nope.
Well, if I'm doing that, then it costs this much more. And if
like,
I'm going to do this,
Leo,
it costs they tear themselves out. You want me on the press tour?
Leo did
then
press.
Then I need another $10 million right now.
Exactly.
Leo did press for Wolf of Wall Street only because Jordan Belfort was there. And Jordan, he wanted the spotlight. So he's like, go, take it. Like, and the only other press member was, I hate that it's Franco, but when they were doing for The Disaster Artist.
Oh,
he had Tommy Wiseau on every fucking press.
But he wouldn't let him talk
very
long.
Yeah, well, or he would. And then he'd be like, okay, you're too crazy for this one.
Too crazy for James Franco.
Yeah, James Franco had to be like, whoa. But like, he won a Golden Globe, and then Tommy Wiseau was going to start accepting the speech. And he was like,
no,
I won this.
Well, and you blur the lines of what television is now, because television is essentially streaming.
It is.
So you're streaming.
It's long
and
format.
They all say the streamers pay more.
Yeah.
The back end for the actor.
The royalties
is better.
I started watching Mobland with Tom Hardy because I'm like, how the fuck did they get him into a TV
and
show?
And Pierce Brosnan.
And Helen Mirren.
And Helen Mirren.
It's really good.
That's nuts.
It's Helen really
Mirren.
Good. It's really good,
Dame
guys.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah, dude. It's actually really good. It's insane. It's because... Tom Hardy is young Pierce Brosnan.
But it's also because you've got actors.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts.
You've got actors who have been on sets who've never been able to flush stuff out.
Yeah.
Now being like, you're giving me 8 episodes?
I get three.
It's also, you know what it is,
I get more time at this. Like,
So when you did a bad movie, it hurt your career. If you do a bad season of a show or whatnot, not as much.
Next season's coming.
But you get the money. So if Mobland got canceled after a season, it's not like Tom Hardy has to give the money back.
No.
No.
And he's still Tom Hardy. It's not like, we can't put him in stuff anymore. You know what I mean? So I think that's what it is, too. It's like, hey, I never get to play a mob guy. This TV show wants me to play a mob guy. Let's do
it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Well you get I imagine they get the script like any other movie.
Yeah.
If they read the first season or whatever,
that's
and they
right.
love it.
Yep.
Back to Alien, technology now.
Oh, yeah.
What's cool is with Alien Romulus and Alien Evolution, Alien Earth.
These things can be expensive.
They can be expensive, but they can still make it look like what we watched the first time.
Absolutely.
The technology now.
Well, Alien's perfect for that.
Yeah, everybody, the sound effects are the same.
It's so easy to go backwards.
But that's why they spend the money on the aliens themselves.
It's what
exactly.
Michael said. It's that dirty tech.
It's that dirty tech. It's dirty tech.
It's that dirty
and
tech.
I love that they honor the dirty tech. I love that there's no part where they're like, do they get the new iOS update? Nah.
Like,
no,
that
let's leave them with DOS.
You
leave
were,
them with DOS.
You, the, yeah. the stuff they would have made in 1980 if they made Alien Earth, let's say,
yeah, yeah.
would have been what of the quality is now.
Oh, it would have yeah. been awful.
But because they did it so well in those movies and made it look so
it's
good.
It's established,
It's
right?
established.
Yeah.
So then they
yeah.
go back to do it. But now you've got technology now that makes that even easier because you're like, oh, that's way less
well, and they,
than what the standard is.
They do a cool sci-fi thing that I love. Matrix did it too, where they're reading coding that all of us are like, huh? But someone's like, they're going this way. And you're like, hey, I love that they're using a fucking fax machine for a computer, but they also can speak in coding
Incredible.
And understand, right? Because whenever you see the Matrix yeah, yeah, coding, yeah, yeah. the operator's the only one that's like, Neo's going through a door. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But it's like, I love that shit. Like, it's, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
technology, status, contributions to the talent. Like, there's a lot of things that TV's now like, well, and we hear actors go, yeah, it's harder to be the lead in a movie, to put the whole thing on you.
Yeah.
But if we have six actors,
yeah.
we can write around you. We can
well, there's more,
do what you're really I good see. At. Like, yeah. you get more, you have a bigger palette.
And there's more jeopardy with the characters because it's not like, it's Harry Potter and the, well, I know Harry's got to make it to the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? yeah. So
it's called yeah. Harry Potter.
Yeah. It's, he's not going away anytime soon,
it's
I don't
in the
think.
Title.
But
so.
With Alien Earth, there's points where you're like, man, any of these guys could go at any
and
point.
And that's cool.
And
speaking
that'll
of movie
just continue
to TV
without
show,
them.
Though. Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's true, right? I guess they're doing that. I guess
Let's
that's
get
true.
In. Okay. We're
and
approaching,
what's weirder,
we're approaching the second half of the show.
We're
Let's
approaching,
get...
and this is so different
yeah.
because they're it's literally a remake as a TV show.
Which
it's
I find bizarre.
Yeah.
Like they are
what
definitely...
What are they going to change that we haven't seen?
The only thing they have going is
what
with
do
the
we
long
care
format,
about?
They can adapt more of the books
a little
that
more.
The movie couldn't. There is a lot of lore in the books,
but
that
okay.
the movies could not.
Let
do.
Me ask you this. Let me play your devil's advocate. Sure. If you're going to adapt the books more, and I've already seen the stuff from the books in the movies,
yeah.
you can't put them again in the show because I'll be like,
what's
I've
the point?
Seen that. Exactly. That's expensive.
But exactly. HBO's doubling down on, no, isn't that exactly what you want to see? Just more of it.
No, they're and they're
because
right.
that's what they're
but
doing.
I want to see more
that's
of it, but
doing.
I don't want to see the same thing.
I agree with you, Mike.
I want to see
but,
new more of it, not the
right.
old same thing.
Watch
right, but you
got to
think if I'm
not fucking touching that show.
If
you,
if this, again,
I'm not touching it out of
HBO is
a
doing
a lot of reasons, but like I'm not touching like
HBO's
yeah,
doing.
I just don't care.
HBO's doing a Disney approach, and the Disney approach is, but if this is a whole new generation's first exposure to Harry Potter,
it's not though, because the movies.
It's going to be somebody's
are good movie.
I know, but you got to understand there's going to
be
generations
somebody's.
That this is their
that's right.
intro. Because you got to think.
It's me finding Buffy before the movie.
Before the movies came out, your only exposure to Harry Potter was reading it.
How
right.
old,
and then the movies
okay,
came
but
out.
How old is Harry Potter from first movie to last movie to TV show?
What's so in the total? Books,
canonically,
or you mean like
well,
it's like 8 years old, I think?
No,
no, no,
he's 11
no, no,
in the first.
He's 11 in the first.
When's the first Harry Potter movie out? Early 2000s?
2001?
No, it's 2000 because he gets the Nimbus 2000. And then the next year he gets the Nimbus 2001.
Okay, so yeah,
we are
so
25
right.
years in.
But then Tree takes place a couple years
yes, because Chambers and Philosopher's Stone were filmed
so
back
the
to back. Yes.
What I'm saying is the time between the last movie and the first show.
Oh, like the last
oh,
movie
how
came
old
out
are these kids
in 2007,
be?
I think
how
was the last
old,
movie.
How much time yeah. has gone by where the movies have gone by long enough and are out of sync? Because what I'm saying is that if I'm a parent and I would have been 18 in 2000.
If we weren't
so
all dinks.
Yeah. If we weren't all dinks, then I have already shown my kids this movie, and I
oh, you're
but
saying
think,
it's
don't
too late.
Need, it's too,
no,
I don't
but
need,
you got to think about it like this. People look at Harry
I
Potter the
saying.
Way we love Star Wars. The old trilogy was around as the only Star Wars references forever. Then all of a sudden prequels come out, and you're like, huh.
But those were good, Charles.
No, no, no.
No, they weren't.
What I'm saying
Jar
Jar
Binks
is
was Oscar-worthy,
when you
Charles.
Love enough of something, like,
Lisa love
like
all
for
three,
instance,
Charles.
The Fantastic Beast movies are the worst thing
True.
Ever. But at one
That's
point, they were making money.
To it, yeah.
Right? And people did like them. It was insane. You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying is
yeah.
Harry Potter is a franchise, yeah. like... They have to be, like, the game, for instance, was really smart to be, like, 100 years before Harry Potter.
Right.
That's really smart to do.
I agree.
Because there's no connection
New story.
To Totally.
But that's what I'm saying. With,
and it does look like the movie. Like, the design
like
of Hogwarts
Fargo
is,
tells a new story.
So, and but they were smart. The first season was
yeah,
pretty much honoring
kind of
the movie
yeah.
and doing a little bit more of, like, remember when you saw the movie, but we'll do a little bit of a remake
Here's,
of that.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys want
And then it was season two that they were like, let's go and really get weird with all of this stuff,
sure.
right?
We've started this with Harry Potter is one that we don't think should be made. So let's do a couple more of these because we'll do what is bad, what shouldn't,
oh,
and
another,
what should.
Sorry, another honorable. I got to give a couple honorable mentions. So, weird. Mortal Kombat, after the 90s first movie, they did actually do a TV show on the Space Channel.
Really?
Jamie Presley was in it, was Sonya Blade. Yeah. It lasted two seasons. It's not bad, but it just, it was too expensive.
Love the Space Channel, man.
The Space Channel is the shit, man. Trailer Park Boys started off as actually a short film.
Yeah, it did.
In black and white.
Yep, you're
and
right.
Then spawned a TV show.
Clattenburg, baby.
So that's a Canadian
right.
kind of cool one.
Well done.
Adam's Family started off as a black and white TV show again.
Very
big
much
movies
so.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Back to a TV show, and now Wednesday. Kind of doing
again?
Stuff. Yeah.
Weird.
Why can't kinda we? Nuts. We've done both.
Clueless. Infamously,
yes,
a movie
good
had
one.
An insane TV
yeah,
show.
It was
after.
Actually pretty good.
Mission
good.
Impossible was a big one as well, too. Start off as a show in the 60s. Big
Charlie's Angels
huge.
Was the TV to movie.
That's
right.
Charlie's Angels did a big one. McG.
Here's
yeah. Oh, and Get Smart. Get Smart was another one. Big
Gangster.
Big TV show, and then. It should have been more. The Steve Carell one, I absolutely
you
love.
Don't need to. Well,
I loved
it's
it.
The rockification.
He has hair in it. It's so good.
And he
doesn't
have hair in that.
He does have hair
he
in it. It's fantastic.
He does. He's going to
it's fantastic.
I don't think that, no, I don't think that helps the theory at all.
I'll throw some honorable
Nolan loved his performance. Nolan said it's the performance of the year, and he has hair. He never said that for fucking, what is
the
it?
The Rock and Get Smart?
Jumanji.
Honorable mentions over here would be Hannibal.
Yeah, that's another great one. Oh my God,
people
TV show is phenomenal.
Brian Fuller just made it look fucking
people
fantastic.
Really love
he made up for the Hannibal movie and the Red Dragon movie with just that TV show.
Yeah. I liked Red Dragon.
It was all right. It was better than
American
Hannibal.
American Gods was done by him as well, too.
It was.
And you love
was,
American Gods.
That was
I
a
love
phenomenal.
American Gods.
One of the best first seasons of any show I've ever seen.
You went to all the places, didn't you, Mike? Like you did
we
a road trip?
You went to heaven and hell?
No, we wanted to go to the House on the Rock. We wanted to drive.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to do the American Gods road tour.
That's cool.
Road trip, but we never ended up doing it because we thought it was a lot further than it was.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one, my fucking jam is Westworld.
I did not know they
Michael
made a movie.
Westworld.
I know they did Stargate as a movie and a TV show.
Please watch Westworld
but...
and Future World.
Who's in the movie?
Brolin's dad.
Oh,
Brolin.
Senior Brolin.
Senior Brolin.
James Brolin.
James Brolin.
He plays.
Is that right?
So, did you watch like the it. Show?
Westworld, I saw.
I watched
the first
season.
Okay,
I saw the first two seasons.
First season's incredible. TV.
First season is very much the same as movie. Two
great
guys
ending.
Are coming to the park. They're investors. Two guys are going.
When
to the
did
park.
The movie come out? Like the 80s?
Late 70s, early
80s. Get out of here! Nuts. That's awesome.
Ewell Brenner plays the Man in Black.
Get out of here!
I watched this with my dad,
which is why
he told
in the
me about the movie, but I didn't really
so
know about
in
it.
The first season when they get into the basement and see all the previous models.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ewell Brenner's in the background.
And, that's awesome.
And does get up and move. He's
that's
one of the,
awesome.
And,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He's
that's the right
West
way to
World
do it.
Westworld TV show is 30 years after the incident in the movie. It is a direct
two-sequel
story.
Oh, cool.
Everything they reference, they're referencing that day in the movie.
Wow.
It's really, it's
so
a...
So the movie ends with all the robots gaining sentience and killing everybody? Or?
100%.
Okay.
And they go through three different parks. Westworld...
Samurai World?
Westworld, Samurai World, and Medieval World.
Right.
I heard I think it's season three that Aaron Paul plays a character in. I heard that season's incredible.
He plays...
And Evan Rachel Wood's in it, too?
Evan Rachel Wood is
Dolores! She's from the first season. Right. She's in it. I love her.
And
she's
Marsden,
not in enough
baby?
Stuff.
And Marsden.
Yeah, he's the cool...
He's
he gets the boy.
Dude, up
he's
there,
the Woody.
Teddy, Bernard, Man in Black, Dolores, all my pops.
He's if, what is it, Woody from Toy Story actually manifested into a real
Bernard.
Name.
Arnold.
I think we did.
Bernard? Oh,
I think we actually did coin that.
I think we did.
That's great.
And like that show had its own website that
James Gordon.
If you went on the website, you could
yeah,
like,
it did.
You could search clues.
Get your own robot.
Hey, have you Googled Pluribus yet?
No.
Google Placebo.
I've been, Placenta.
Well, that doesn't affect.
What are you looking for, Karen?
Yeah, no, I've heard.
That's cool.
I've
that's
heard.
Cool.
Karen, we're here for you, Karen. Okay, so what do you? Anything that you thought was? I mean, I remember some bad ones.
Oh, Mr. Bean. Sorry,
TV to movie.
He had a couple. He had
Bean's Holiday.
Yeah.
Bean the movie. Fuck, that's hilarious.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a lot easier to forget the bad ones, I think.
Do you remember The Crow?
When, especially, oh my God.
Oh,
The Crow, Stairway to Heaven
That was
series.
Like the same production that made a Highlander
yeah,
show.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
made that too.
I think it's just easier to forget the bad TV shows that are based on movies when you have a movie that's very good.
Yeah.
I think you're totally right. I think yeah.
You don't
just
have
kinda...
to be upset about the show being bad because you can just watch the movie.
You go, it didn't work in that format, move on.
Or and the opposite.
Exactly.
Right?
Or yeah.
And the older you get, the more you can be like, no, I don't consider that part of it.
Exactly.
I don't need to include this.
Yeah. I just want to play a game to end this off.
Sure.
This will be fun. So the game I made was
oh man.
It's briefly titled What Should Be Made.
So
I have different categories.
Okay.
We're going to pick one from each category that we think should be made. I made them tough.
Okay.
Like right. Into a TV show?
Into a TV show.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
All right. So movies with worlds that are bigger than their runtime.
Did Clerks ever get a TV show?
It did.
It had an animated TV show.
I thought it did.
It had like six animated.
It was fun. And Napoleon did that too.
Yep. Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Okay. So Looper, District 9, Inside Man, or Ex Machina?
District 9. Oh, District 9.
District 9, not even close. Oh. Ex Machina would
Looper
be
Looper
cool.
would be cool, too, because it'd be cool to see how many other mob, like,
how they can make other people
are doing
look
that.
Like Bruce Willis.
how many blunderbusses are out
there? I love that they did that. I really do.
I love old school
movies like
Jogo
that.
Jogo Lev,
like,
New Yorked up.
And he really
with a big nose.
Let me eat my breakfast.
I think all great choices, but for me, it's District 9.
District 9's great.
You fucking
we
never got District 10.
The series?
No, we didn't get District
10. Neil Blomkamp says it's written.
I know.
He's waiting
and you
for...
shoot it the same way. Shoot it as a mockumentary.
Yeah, I agree.
Or do 8 episodes of it.
Yep. I love that.
Well, he, and you know what? I think
choice.
He said that, what's his face, Sholto Copley is supposed to come back because the whole thing is going to be bringing him back to being human.
Sweet.
Yes. He
Christopher.
Wait.
Christopher's coming back. Yeah.
Oh,
Christopher.
That's awesome.
Christopher Johnson.
This prawn is smart. This prawn can read. Yeah, all right.
I want a Chappie TV show.
Oh, dude, I love Chappie.
Okay, so characters who deserve their own
Chappie
deep dive.
Chappie do crime?
Chappie do crime? Chappie
so these are character-based and not story-based, okay? So out of these three, who's a character that TV could make richer? Mad Max, Knives Out, or Baby Driver?
Mad Max.
Can I say what pisses me off about the Knives Out movies? Yeah. I think
it's a twin.
It's the attention span that people don't have where they can't just call it Glass Onion. They have to call it Glass Onion and Knives Out.
Yeah.
Because people are too fucking stupid.
What the fuck is Glass Onion?
What the fuck was Knives Out? You still went to go see that, you idiot.
But you know what's funny? Every James Bond movie isn't called James Bond and the...
Yeah,
so it's funny how that they're okay
it's
with.
Die Another Day.
And they have insane, like, Quantum of Solace. What the fuck
is that?
Lethal Weapon. Yeah. Lethal Weapon and the fuck you in the drive-thru.
That's exactly
what
I'm
talking
That's
why,
about.
Like, it was so
Lethal
stupid
Weapon, and
when
we're
you
not
look at Scream. Or Halloween. It goes Halloween, then Halloween... Then Halloween Kills,
the witch.
Then Halloween ends. Like, what?
What are we doing here?
Yeah, like, what the hell? What? Yeah.
Sometimes the tagline is necessary. Sometimes it's really not.
Yeah. Mad Max is the one you want
to
see.
I think Mad Max, there's so much
That's
lore they could do.
That's an expensive TV show.
That's a really...
Let George Miller blow up more shit.
Right?
He's got to do another Happy Feet.
Let's make a
but
bunch
I think,
of
you know
cars
what?
From
Think of a
scratch.
Show in that universe. Oh, my God.
Well, maybe they can reuse
so
some
cool.
of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Mad Max, what's her face?
Furiosa.
Furiosa.
What was the third option?
Third option was Baby Driver.
Yeah,
Baby Driver would be cool too. I mean,
but, I
a bunch of heist episodes.
But he gets his ear fixed eventually, and then he doesn't drive
anymore.
I don't
know if there's enough material there.
Yeah, because he gets
but there's enough for a soundtrack.
You just want soundtrack. Yeah,
that's just the movie.
Yeah. That is. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Mad Max.
Mad Max would be cool. Yeah.
And then which one deserves a prequel?
Ooh.
Well, Mad Max got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too late. Yeah, they already got one. Glass on, all right. Knives Out doesn't.
Do we want to see how
Benoit Blanc became
Benoit Blanc?
No,
I think when Rian Johnson's finally out of ideas.
Do you want to see how Baby Driver went deaf?
He's Kylo Ren's dad.
A fantastic driver.
Zero.
Rian Johnson's going to make him Kylo Ren's dad.
Okay.
You're like, oh, that's the last mystery.
Round three.
God damn it.
Round three. Comedy's ready for an expansion.
Ooh.
The Nice Guys, Super Bad, or Dodgeball.
Nice Guys. Nice Guys deserve.
Yeah, because Nice Guys, they could do like Hardy Boys. Like,
oh,
it'd be a
just
new
get
case,
Shane Black to do
a
another
new,
one.
A new case every movie.
Everyone, people have been begging for a
Superbad's
nice
a left
guys.
Alone.
1970s LA conspiracy of the week type thing.
Oh, I thought you said I thought you said the war movie like 1913 or whatever.
No,
I was like,
the Nice.
I guess you could do a sequel.
It's World War II.
Yeah.
Superbad? No, you don't want to see. Like,
I think that
it's perfect.
Jokes.
It's perfect
Charles
on its own.
Is right.
It's perfect. Okay. It's a one off. It's just perfect.
Dodgeballs.
Dodgeball.
They're doing that.
He's doing Pickleball. Apparently,
oh
is the new.
God.
Yeah, he's doing a Dodgeball inspired sequel, but it's Pickleball.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Nice Guys.
I think they're all too
Nice
old
Guys
for
make sense
too.
Again. Like they can do a new
And both of them were so funny.
A new investigation every time.
Like, Russell Crowe does not
don't
deserve to be this
funny. Don't say and stuff. It's just there's whores in here.
The nice guys and stuff? The nice guys and there's whores
and
in here?
And stuff would be so funny.
The nice guys and stuff.
The nice guys and stuff.
All right. Shane Black, man. Like, I don't like all
needs,
of his stuff.
And he needs a win. He has had
he
some shitty
win.
Movies
Predators,
lately.
Predators? Or not Predators.
The Predator.
The Predator. That
so bad.
Sucked.
That was.
The ending is like, oh, we could all wear the suit and be a Predator
this
now.
This autistic boy can fly alien spaceship.
That was
what
so
do you think autism is, Shane?
That was so stupid.
That's what do you think it is?
I hate, you know what it is? That's the classic Hollywood. Oh, he's autistic. He's a genius.
He
can talk to aliens.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
So he needs
to
win.
We got two more.
Yeah. It just means they're really smart. We could smart. Okay, autistic.
Thanks,
we
Shane.
Got this. Yeah.
Number four, horror films that are built for episodic arcs.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Speaking of It.
They're doing
it
a
follows,
Friday the 13th.
The Cabin in the Woods or The Thing?
Well, they're doing an It Follows sequel. They're making a movie, a sequel movie.
It keeps going.
No, it continues.
It continues or something?
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
What were the
it
other two?
It still follows.
The Cabin in the Woods.
I don't know how you do that.
Or The Thing. The Cabin in the Woods
thing
is...
Got
the Cabin in the Woods
really...
is...
I think The Thing could be a really cool show.
I think what we saw from...
But they got their prequel.
Kinda. It's like a prequel.
They also just called
with,
it The Thing.
Again, stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid. No, I think what they could
before
do
thing would
what
have
they could do with
smarter.
The thing is what if it does escape Antarctica and what does that mean?
Yeah. Oh.
Like what if it got away from the North?
What if somebody took the what dog if back
it,
to America?
Yeah.
What
like,
if
what
it's
does
left
that mean?
In society?
Yeah.
What
oh
if
my
that
do?
God.
What does
all
that
right,
do?
I'm in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. yeah. the thing, the smart thing about
there's
that
unanswered
movie
questions in the
is
thing.
Keeping it in the Arctic. It keeps this idea of like it can't outbreak. But I'm saying what if it does get like it outbreaks?
The outbreak instead of the thing.
But
it's the TV
we get Dustin
version.
Hoffman back.
Yeah, we do.
And Rene Russo.
Hold on.
What is it? John Travolta? No, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I think
no.
so.
Okay.
I think so. That was a great movie.
We'll see.
That was a great.
All right.
That's the
well,
first thing I thought of it.
Here's the thing.
So it's but who plays him?
Nobody remembers.
Pedro Pascal.
Which version?
The thing. It's clobbering time.
Okay, movies that should never.
Be touched.
Become a series, but might anyway.
Super bad.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. This one's really random.
An animated
okay?
show.
All right. We have Castaway.
Ah!
Wow.
Her with Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
And Whiplash.
I think Whoa. Castaway would be fucking hilarious as a sitcom.
How do you
of him
do
trying
that?
To find his new Helen Hunt. Because it ends with him being like, okay, she moved on without me.
So it turns
me.
Into a dating.
So it's a dating, yeah.
It's like Sleepless in
Seattle. Yeah, and then that's what Sleepless, it's, that's the sequel. The Castaway is the prequel to Sleepless in Seattle.
That's so funny.
Because that's what
you
that's
got a lot
the saddest
of de-aging
part
to do, bud.
That's a sad. Oh no, it's okay. Robert Zemeckis
yeah, he
will
already
do it.
Did it.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be the Polar Bear
Can
Express
I just
too.
Say, that movie fucking sucked.
What Castaway?
No, the Robert Zemeckis new one that he did.
The
oh, it was,
where it's all shot.
Yeah, it was such
it
a waste
was
of time.
So
it was
boring.
Such a waste of time.
It was a conceptual idea.
Yeah,
that
you know
did
what it is. It's
just
one
do
of those
a short film then.
Yeah. See, if it was 10 minutes.
Great.
And it started with dinosaurs and ended with him being like,
it's.
I would have been like, wow, that's
like,
artistic.
Like Joe Biden?
Yeah.
It sucked so hard.
It would have been artistic, but the way, yeah.
I was excited to watch it, too.
Okay, which one do you pick?
It's not good.
Whiplash, Her, or Castaway?
I don't ever want to, I don't think, well.
Which should not,
would,
which should not
I
be
I think
a
we already
These
said,
should not.
Last like, time we said a Her, him is
him,
the sequel.
Yeah, we already have him.
That's the TV show.
We have Me, Myself, and Irene.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't want to see Whiplash as a series. That's just,
no, me
that's,
either. It's been
he has
over.
A new kid every season that he
I was gonna
fucks
say, that's
up.
Too much PTSD.
yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna think
hand.
I'm not.
It's like
Teller.
Watching the bear all over again.
Miles
right?
Teller yeah. comes back in season 5. Is like, don't do it, kid.
Don't.
Do I don't look even have hands anymore.
That's what I was gonna say, I got no fucking hands.
I have no hands.
I cut my hands off because I couldn't stop.
It's so funny.
If J.K. whipped the stool at him and said, "Spring cleaning."
In your opinion,
no, the show could be called "Did I?" What is it? Did I drag or did I skip or what? What that's the Which,
just
that's
call
the
it not my
line.
Tempo.
Yeah, not my tempo. Yeah. Whiplash, not
no.
my tempo.
Am I?
God damn you!
No. Who's out of tune?
Whiplash, you out of tune with a question mark?
God fuck you!
What
coming 2026?
Okay, seriously.
J.K. Simmons will make everyone J.K. laughing.
Just do
what,
the new segment.
What is it that makes a TV? What is it that makes a movie a good TV show for you? Is it the characters? Is it the world? Or is it the gaps in the story?
I mean, it's got to be everything, right? Like it can never be exactly the same thing. So you need someone who loves the material who can come up with their own story.
Yeah, and or like if it's a big franchise with a legacy like Star Wars, the way they've been kind of doing it, they're trying to make their shows tie into gaps in the movie timeline. That's cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Like for me, I think, and it's not a TV show, but like this the sequel to The Shining that they did, Dr. Sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Fills those gaps, is its own story.
So good.
And gives you the fan service that you want.
For sure.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody has the same feeling.
And I think the smart move there was they didn't just make a sequel to The Shining. Stephen King made a sequel to The Shining, and then they adapted that
sequel. It wasn't Dr. Sleep, A Shining Tale.
Yeah, The Shining, Dr. Sleep.
Like, fuck off.
I agree with, but what is that? Why is there one producer that's like, people won't know if it doesn't have this in the title? Like, why, though? Why?
Because,
and why does that guy get to make that decision? It's
because
ridiculous.
The person who's making the thing is never thinking about how the thing should be sold.
It's got to say Fantastic Four, The Thing Chronicles.
Guys, I get it. But we are people who, this is our spare time, right?
Yeah.
So in this room, we're biased to the fact that we understand this stuff because we're in it all the time. But I also don't understand crocheting. And if you ask me to make you something right now, it's going to take me a minute.
Yeah,
I couldn't
absolutely.
Do it, right? So like to not put that stuff in is cutting your nose off to spite your face after so much hard work that I do, as much as I know producers produce a response in somebody, and that's what their
you
job
are our
is.
Producer.
I am honest with you guys. I'm not trying to produce a response out of you.
But
by
you know
not
what I
telling
find funny
the,
is like,
yeah. What if we have a talking dog? <That's Michael.
laughs> Well, Mike from Men in Black is actually a talking dog.
All hey, hail Mike. Jay. All hail Jay. 2-for-1 pizza.
Well, like, so the Hunger Game books, only the first book is called The Hunger Games.
You mean the Battle Royale books?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that this week?
He's been saying that for years.
Okay, I know. Like, you said it this week.
You're going to get mad at someone for copying you when you've copied Japanese cinema for every one of your movies ever made?
For sure. For sure. Also,
maybe pick your battles, Quentin.
Also, if the guy that wrote it doesn't give a fuck, because he for sure knows what The Hunger Games is, you don't need to get mad.
He's probably like, I love Battle Royale. That's where I got the idea from.
He's like, I'm happy in Japan. Leave me alone. I don't want to get involved in this.
Leave me
but what I'm saying is, like, only the first book is called that, but every movie is The Hunger Games, blah.
Catching
The Hunger
Fire,
Games, blah.
Yeah, Mockingbird.
But you would think that books would be harder to make people think, like, that's all part of the series without, like, you would think books would make more sense to be The Hunger Games this, The Hunger Games that.
No, people just know.
Yeah, and that's and again,
I find it and you know.
Well, your
it's
friends
because,
will tell
like,
you because you'll be like, is The Hunger Games Mockingjay?
Oh, is that a sequel to, yes.
You'll either look like an idiot or you'll know.
And the head of these studios seem to be like, you know how they say, if you can pitch it to the dumbest person and they understand it, then it'll work beautifully.
That's stupid.
That's the head of the studio, though, because that's why
he's
they
the
say,
dumbest person.
Yeah, are you sure we don't put The Shining in Dr. Sleep?
What
does Dr. Sleep
mean? Fabrizio in it, he's a fuck machine.
He's just fucking all of them to Dr. Sleep.
And it kind of just changes the whole story there, Harvey.
That's the best part of that.
What if there's a talking dog?
Fabrizio.
That was the funny.
We got to try to get Fabrizio on the show someday.
Yeah.
I would love to find Fabrizio. Way to play Fabrizio.
Oh, fuck.
So, I think we kind of figured it out.
I think we know that it can work. It just has to be
the Real Debaters
the right
TV
person.
Show coming soon.
Dude, you wrote it.
He did
it. Could, yeah, it could be.
We may or may not have a treatment of an idea.
Of an idea that
what four idiot podcasters try to do might be inspired by some of our own, you know, tellings and truths.
But these things can work, and history has proven that they work. And I think Michael's right with Fargo being the catalyst for this.
Well, and funny enough, that's why the Alien show's so
for
good.
For today.
Same guy.
I give all
same
the credit
what he's
to
doing.
MASH for what it did, but it was very topic-based, right? Like, it was very, like, everybody was in the middle of Vietnam.
You either went to Vietnam or you didn't.
It was topical, and that's fine.
But
how long? The show lasted a while, right?
Lasted
too
long.
It lasted a long time.
I don't know, 10?
It's not Simpsons long,
it was longer
long.
Than the war than the actual war.
It was.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
How does that even
and
yeah,
you know
that's
what's funny,
like,
Charles?
Hey, we gotta end this.
The White House was pretty upset about that.
Yeah, they were not.
They would have really liked that war to last as long as possible.
I heard Netflix is doing The Ballroom, and it's a whole look at Trump's new extension of the White House.
Is that just like a live feed of breaking?
It's going to be the Capitol Hill unseen footage of literally what
built it on
a CCTV camera.
Yeah.
And they get mad at Obama for dragging a basketball court over an unused
tennis somebody went,
court.
Well, I heard Obama had a bowling lane. I'm like, did he ruin the White House
Richard
to get it
Nixon
in there?
Nixon put the bowling lane in.
But he's not a crook, Jimmy.
Obama dragged a portable basketball court onto a tennis court.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
He used the existing
He ruined America. Exactly. But he ruined America,
He didn't
Jimmy.
Demolish the White House.
But a bowling lane, though, I'm pretty cool with a bowling lane.
You know who demolished the White House? Fucking Canadians. And we'll do it again.
What should we? Isn't there something we want to tell listener about a voicemail?
Yes, if you have any opinions, you can leave a voicemail on our website, therealdebaters.org.
.ca.
.org.
.org. .gov.
.gov.
.ca.
.mb.
Leave us a voicemail. If we left any out, and I know that we did, if you have any favorites, if there's any that you really hate, please let us know.
Friday Night Lights we left out, guys.
Oh,
no,
exactly.
No hate speech, though. Not
please
into that.
Please don't do that.
Not into that
well,
in any way.
I control that. So, you can be
Mike's
a dick.
Mike's into
but
it,
like,
but we're not.
Yeah.
If you, we know.
He does hate women.
We know that if you. Listen,
wicked women.
If you listen to podcasts,
those women are wicked.
A lot of podcasts have this feature. We have this feature
that allow hate speech.
That no,
oh,
that allow for a voicemail.
I thought that was just
this
Rogan
isn't Kill Tony.
Man. Yeah, that's yeah. just Rogan's Rogan's whole debacle.
But like you can chime in and you can be like, "Hi, this is Ariel from The Little Mermaid, and this is what I think about the movies to TV episode." That would be fun.
We'd love that.
Yeah. We'd love that. We'd love it if you named yourself.
Oh, you know
your
what? We
character.
Actually forgot about all the Disney animated. Like they made an Aladdin TV show with different voices.
Yeah,
they made a Hercules TV show
the
with
Beetlejuice
different voices.
TV show.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. Yeah,
like
that's
I.
Right.
Totally, the Beetlejuice
animated went hard with. Oh, they made an Ace Ventura and Mask.
Yeah, we touched on
TV
animated
show.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's things that we missed, and there's always part two.
I think we covered a big core of it.
We
yeah.
did
the Dead Zone,
yeah. Fargo,
seriously,
Dead Zone,
yeah.
Fargo, yeah.
Westworld,
Weird Science.
You know, these are what brought the format to you.
We got
know.
Our favorites, and we got the big guns.
Stay tuned for a new trivia announcement.
Oh yeah,
Jimmy's been working on something behind the scenes.
That's right.
That we're going to be a part of in the
Hell's
new
Kitchen
year.
Trivia.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hey, if the people call for it.
Oh, I do Master Chef. I would do a cooking trivia.
I would do a. I yeah. would.
I
would
be the
Bobby
worst.
Slay trivia.
In
no,
season 17.
I would do a Food Network trivia.
Yeah.
If you know the basics of Food Network.
Oh, my God.
Or like, I would
Guy
even be
Fieri
like.
Guy Fieri fell down the stairs the other day. Did you guys
really?
Hear about this? Yeah, they were shooting one of his dumbass shows on Food Network, and he took a fall down the stairs.
Oof.
He said he took a step, slipped, and did a full split. Going like how like Buddy the Elf
like,
on the
yeah,
escalator.
Yeah.
And
like
just
a forward split.
Bit it.
Like
He's
a
fine.
CGI split.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't he like, oh, that's so funny.
Gotta be in his 50s.
I think he said he's 57 is what
so he's
he
okay.
Said.
And
but
Guy,
you know.
We hope. Yeah. I mean, you're you, but we.
In Fieri.
Now I'm going to cook it on a barbecue.
Yeah. Now we're going to cook it on my bleach blonde head.
I tore my groin. Time to throw it on the grill.
I've,
he looks like what I think a hammerhead shark would manifest into a human with his hair and everything.
Tiger shark.
Like, street sharks? He'd
yeah,
be that
street
if they did a
sharks.
Live action.
What a deep cut.
Yeah, they should make those, a movie of street sharks.
A TV show.
Yeah, oh, it was. It was an anime.
Live
no,
action.
More, oh, you want a live action?
Do it like the Ninja Turtles,
Will
Arnett
that's
movies.
What they could work in King Shark and,
yeah.
in Suicide
and
Squad.
Baby
I used
shark.
To have a crew.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Terrible.
That's their story.
Shark,
that's their origin story.
Shark. I've been... Dolores.
Oh.
I've been Weird Science.
I've been James Marsden dying a bunch of times.
Watch all the movies.
There's a snake in my boot.
It bit me. It bit my face.
Watch all the movies, even the bad ones, and say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.